Psalm 36, a message that came to me, this is David, about the transgressions of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes. He flatters himself so much that he does not recognize his sin, nor does he hate it. That's what we should do. We should recognize that we sin and hate our sins, just like Paul does in Romans chapter 7, when he says, I keep doing what I don't want to do, and I do that which I hate. But these people are really wicked, are not like Paul, who says, I do that which I hate. But they flatter themselves, they talk to themselves, oh, you wonderful person. And they will not recognize their sins, and they will not hate what they're doing, which is wrong. And I think this is the difference. We're all sinners, but there are those sinners who recognize that they're doing wrong, like Paul does, and says, you know, I hate what I do, but unfortunately I still do it. And those like these people in this psalm who flatter themselves and refuse to recognize their sins and do not hate their sins. The words from his mouth are vain and deceptive. He's left behaving wisely and doing good. He plans sin on his bed and is determined to follow the path which is not good, and he does not resist evil. So then, people who are actually willfully, consciously planning sin, this is what is so displeasing to God, rather than those, I suppose, like us who sin in hot blood, and like Paul, you know, I find a law in my members that when I would do good, evil is present with me. But he certainly struggles, and it's the struggle that's important. Your gracious love, O Lord, reaches up to the heavens. Your truth reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your justice is like the great depths of the sea. You are the Saviour of both man and animal. How precious is your gracious love, O God. The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Well, he's referring to how the ark had the cherubic wings over it. And the ark was in the most holy place, and over the ark there were these wings of the cherubim. And once a year, the high priest would go into the most holy place and throw the blood of atonement on the lid of the ark. It's called the mercy seat in the New Testament. And yet, David is saying that those who truly love God can live there, can take refuge in the shadow of your wings. You don't need to be in the sanctuary, in the holy place. You can be there feeling the angels' wings all over you and the blood of Jesus beneath you and the glory of God above you, wherever you are. He says, they are refreshed from the abundance of your house. You cause them to drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we will see light. And I think the idea is that we see this world as God looks at it. In your light, we will see light. That as Jesus is the light of our world, and everybody else in this world is in that sense blind and in darkness, so we should see life and understand things as he does. Send forth your gracious love to those who know you, and send out your righteousness to those that are upright in heart. Don't let the foot of the proud crush upon me. Don't let the hand of the wicked oppress me. Those who do evil will fall down. They will be thrown down so that they cannot rise up. And that ultimately is what's going to happen at the Day of Judgment. And I guess everyone fears, oh, will I be saved in the Day of Judgment or not? Well, we will be, if we love God. But if you are of these people who willfully and purposefully love sinning and you are going to consciously go out and do it, well, then you will be destroyed. And in any case, you wouldn't want to be in God's kingdom anyway, because it wouldn't be a great place to be forever and ever.